Is a track called Sweet Water from a Vancouver band called Straight Lines, and they were on Epic Records here, based out of Vancouver. They were one of Bob, what's his name? Bruce Allen. Bob Allen. Another guy I know. Bruce Allen. Was one of, well, and Bruce Allen, if you don't know, if you're not from Vancouver, you might not know who Bruce Allen is. He pretty well owned all the music in Vancouver for many, many years. It was, let's see, Loverboy, Bryan Adams, you name it. He that was him. Anyway, this was on Epic Records. It was released on in 1980. And recorded at Little Mountain Sound, which is where my band got started, in the rehearsal rooms at Little Mountain back in the day. I never knew it was Little Mountain Sound until fairly recently. There was a documentary. I thought it was... I get it mixed up with Mushroom Studios, which was on 4th. But anyway, the album is produced by Martin Shear and Jack Richardson. And recorded at Little Mountain with a little bit of strings recorded at Trident Studios in London, which are, of course, why we don't had to do that. They had to do that, I don't know. But Trident Studios, famous for Queen, of course. And there's the album. It's pretty straightforward, kind of early 80s kind of pop. Little bit of diversity here and there with a little bit of clarinet in that last one. So the track you heard was Sweet Water. Hope I'm Feeling Better. Now, that track was just absolutely perfect. I was just listening to the words to the weather outside right now. It's absolutely pissing down still. They say we've got an atmospheric river in the middle of summer, which, you know, it's actually okay. Where nobody's arguing with it. But they did advise not to go outside, so or stay off the roads at least. And then you got a track, Flying Blind, and then the first track, Heads Are Gonna Roll, which I believe was the hit off this album. Yeah, I mean, it was released just before I came to Canada, so that's why I kind of know that Heads Are Gonna Roll track. I'm not sure what happened to Straight Lines, and I can't read who was on it because the writing's too small. And I've got new glasses, but there's the dudes. I'm looking there on looking very early 80s. Yeah, I can't read that. That is way too small. Daryl something. David. Bob. Peter. There we go. And picked that up at a recent record swap meet. The one at Lockdale in North Burnaby. And they're having another one at the end of September. So that'll be... If I'm here, I may be going to Europe soon. So, well, soon. After middle of September. So I was going to go to Munich, but I heard it was very expensive to be in Munich around that period due to the Oktoberfest business going on, and I did check, and yes, indeed, accommodation is extremely expensive. It's actually cheaper to get there than it is to stay there. All right, we're going to move on a bit more with Straight Lines, and then we're going to get into Moog España. Change the vibe altogether, completely. But this is Straight Lines, all the way from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, and a track called Midnight Woman, right here on Transatlantic Express, on CJSF, and on the houseofprog.com.
She knows. We'll be right back.
You're listening to DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, Tuesdays 10 p.m. and Thursdays 7 a.m.
The fight. reasons. You've been alone, been everywhere.
She let you down
without any reason. You know that lady don't care. She's a rounder and she's got what it takes. Never really happy if she's got no heart. Get her back on the ground.
your memory. She was born 10 years too late. She was ready for a chance you wouldn't take. You remember how she looked at you, how it took your breath away. Long ago, and now you know you should have stayed. When the curtain started rising, when the band began to play, when they called your name, you turned and walked away. She was ready for a chance you wouldn't take.